Pad's head felt the early sun on his muzzle as he lay on a soft patch of moss, with both eyes closed, feigning sleep. He listened to the voices of the gang, identifying each one as they spoke.
Sure, it is a lovely morning and a grand old spot to be enjoying it in.
Flinky had an unmistakable accent. His mate Crinktail was next to speak.
Which way do you want these wood pigeon eggs boiling?
Flinky replied.
Keep them nice and soft, me old darling. I've never been fussy on hard-boiled eggs.
Crinktail sounded cheerful.
I'll cook night and day for you, if and you can fool that little fox into letting us stay by this water for a few more days.
Bad Red heard Jupper's voice chime in.
Aye, this is a prime spot. See if you can fool a little Egypt to stop here for a score of days.
Flinky oozed confidence.
Leave it to me, mate. I'm a silver-tongued old charmer when I want to be.
Bad Red yawned convincingly, then opening his eyes, sat up lazily and stretched.
Boiled wood pigeon eggs, eh? Bring them over here, Flinky. I hope they're done nice and soft.
The stoat gritted his teeth but obeyed the new chief's orders.
Top of the morning to you, sir, and another grand day it is, to be sure. Now, ye enjoy those eggs. There's plenty more around. We was just saying what a fine spot ye chose for us. You're a wise leader, so ye are.
Bad Red put the eggs to one side and stood up, sword in paw, scowling darkly. He asserted his authority.
Don't get to like it too much, you lot, cos we're moving on as soon as we've eaten. So pack up your gear and stand by, ready to march, as soon as Plumnose gets back.
Half-Chop's face was the picture of dismay.
But didn't you say we were staying here for a couple of days?
The little fox gripped his cutlass tighter.
Well, I just changed my mind. A chief can do that.
Slipback stood paws on hips, facing up to Bad Red.
Changed your mind, eh? Just like that. And where do you think you're taking us, eh?
Raising the cutlass, Bad Red took a pace forward and snarled nastily at the weasel.
We're going to this abbey place, if there's any business of yours. So get your tackle together.
Slipback turned to the others, scoffing insolently.
Looks to me like the little fox needs a magic sword to make him look bigger.
Bad Red's temper snapped. He swung at the weasel's unprotected back, chopping off his tail with a single blow. Slipback screeched in pain.
Oh, me tail!
His mate Jupper hastily slapped a pawful of bank mud on the severed stump. Slipback lay moaning, half fainting with the agony. Jupper glared accusingly at Bad Red.
You had no call to do that to him.
As the fox once again flourished his cutlass, the gang fell back. He saw the fear in their eyes and exulted in it.
Next time any beast talks to me like that, I'll slay him. Oh, I know what you've been saying behind me back. Think you can fool me, do you? Well, dig the dirt out of your lugs and listen. I'm ruling this roost, and what I say goes. I'm gonna own that magic sword, aye, and take the abbey too. Any beast who says different, let him speak now.
Flinky raised his paws placatingly.
Ah, sure now. Who'd be wanting to get themselves slayed by battling with a fine great warrior like yourself? It's just that we thought he was going to stop here a few days.
It was then that Bad Red knew he was really the leader of the gang. A feeling of power surged through him. Now he could be as cruel and commanding as Borad or Scrod. Had he not just drawn blood? Curling his lip contemptuously, he growled.
I do the thinking from now on. We're going to the abbey. Come on, slip back. Up on your uncles. You ain't dead yet.
With a poultice of mud and dockleaf tied to his severed tail, the weasel rose slowly, fixing Bad Red with a stare of hatred.
There's eight of us and only one of you, fox. Don't get too big and fancy with your ideas, cos you've still got to sleep at night. I wouldn't turn me back on us too often if I was you. You can't kill us all.
Bad Red realised the truth in Slipback's statements. But now that he had all this newfound power, he was not backing down. With his cutlass blade, Bad Red upset the small cauldron of water over the campfire. It went out with a hiss and a cloud of steam. At that moment, Plumnose came lumbering back through the woodlands. The ferret's oversized nose wobbled from side to side as he took in the scene.
What's been going on, mates?
Flinky began explaining.
Ah, well, plum me old mess, mate. Wait till I tell you what.
Bad Red shoved the stoat roughly aside.
I'm the chief now. Make your report to me. Well,